Astros looking to take 3 of 4 from the Angels. Lance McCullers Jr. on the hill, and he was terrific, and he got some help from his offense early. Carlos Beltran facing Matt Shoemaker.
2-2. Beltran drills this deep to right field. Calhoun is going back, looking up. See you later! Carlos Beltran, first home run of the year, and it's 1-0 Astros.
Well, it's been a while, but that crack sounded a lot like 2004. His first stint with the Astros when he was popping them out of this ballpark with regularity, and that was a loud crack of the bat for Beltran there.
Some of the adjustments that they've made in protective gear.
Wow. Jake Mariznick sends one well deep into left field over the Crawford boxes. 2-0 game on Jake's second home run this season.
Any protective gear for the Crawford boxes out there? That was a bullet going out the left.
That OPS stays over 1,000 for Jake. Foul tip caught by McCann. He gets a strikeout of Mike Trout, number 7 in the game.
Another low-scoring game here at Minute Maid Park.
Amazing, isn't it?
It really has been a strange start to the season where pitching has dominated at home. And the changeup. You called for that last time Pujols was hitting.
Well, I thought it would be interesting in that two-strike count. What's crazy to me is he's throwing that changeup down and in. Because your initial thought as a right-handed hitter, once you see that pitch in, you assume fastball and your body reacts fastball. And you can see Albert Pujols well out ahead, but how about the location and depth on that pitch?
High fly ball, left field. Josh Reddick, the new left fielder, all the way back in that corner, and this ball's gone. Solo home run for Mike Trout into the Crawford boxes. And that's the first run of the game. Second run allowed by Davinsky this year, both on solo home runs.
Win 2-1. Davinsky with his second career save, and Houston wins 3 out of 4 against the Angels.
The Astros hang on for the win. McCullers 6 2/3 innings scoreless, 3 hits. He struck out 8. Mariznick's home run was 440 feet according to Statcast. That's the longest home run of his career in the Statcast era. After the game, manager A.J. Hinch talked about a big series win over a division rival.
Yeah, he was pretty good. It was a well-pitched game on both sides, but Lance was actually had a harder time getting into the game with his command and control. But once he did, I thought his fastball usage was exceptional. I think he's always got the good breaking ball, got a ton of swing and misses, and really was a highlight today. He was every bit what we needed today because we weren't getting much on the other side. Thought, you know, I didn't go into the Davinsky outing really other than the first out that I wanted to get Espinoza out when Lance was in trouble. And then when he pitched such a clean eighth, there was really no reason to take him out. And then, you know, he didn't execute one pitch in a 40 pitch outing where the two strike pitch to Trout. And other than that, I thought he battled and closed the game out, and he's not used to doing that, so it was a good step forward for him. But I trust him as much as I trust any pitcher I hand the ball to. He's been exceptional. It's big for our team. We are our best when the starting pitcher gives us a chance every single day, because there are days like today where we hit 2 solo homers and we win. There are other days where we score 10 after being no hit for 6 innings. But we've got an interesting offense. Our pitching has done a great job of keeping us in games. I love the complete feeling that you have when you come to the park that there's 25 guys on board.
Chris Davinsky gave up a big fly to Mike Trout, but when it really mattered, he was able to nail down the win and talked about it afterwards.
Devo there in the 9th, 3 hits were allowed. Buddy Ken Giles helping him out, cooling him off a little bit. You said you needed that. I do want to ask you about the 9th, though. 3 hits were allowed there, but you come back and you get the next 2 batters. What was your approach?
I mean, I was, you know, me and Mac had a game plan, and, you know, as the at-bats progressed, you know, I was able to lock in and, you know, get on the same page as him and, you know, be able to go and, you know, get that last strike was huge, man. I was fired up, so it was all good.
Why were you so fired up on this one?
I don't know. I guess I was just waiting for something like that, you know, like that moment right there was, you know, something, a moment I've always dreamed about. So, you know, that was it, and, you know, it was fun.
No, you don't have a lot of saves yet, especially 7-out saves, I believe. Does it make it that much sweeter?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, you know, I like those pressure situations like that, and, you know, I could be able to battle through with the crowd cheering for us to get the W and stuff. That was good.
How do you handle, you know, coming out of the pen? Did you even know that you were going to be out there that long?
No, not really. You know, AJ just told me to go back out there, and I went back out there, and, you know, it was exciting.
Yeah, I love the honesty from you. Yeah. I saw against Maben right there, you were 2-0 on the count there, but you come back with that slider and you throw it for a strike. How confident are you right now in all of your pitches?
I mean, I'm really confident, you know. You know, I give it all I got every pitch, so, you know, that works for me, and, you know, that's what I got to do to go out there and battle, and, you know, I'm not going to shy away from that and, you know, turn away from that because that's who I am.
Devo, y'all just took 3 of 4 from the Angels, playing pretty good ball right now. How do you feel the club is coming together?
I mean, it's coming together great. You know, that was huge today. You know, we're gelling and, you know, we're meshing and, you know, it feels good and it's a good vibe.
The Astros hit the road for the weekend heading to St. Petersburg. It'll be Mike Fiers facing Alex Cobb in Game 1 with the Rays.